Test 6. Listening comprehension. In this section of the test, you will have the chance to show how well you understand spoken English. There are four parts to this section, with special directions for each part. Part 1. Directions. For each question, you will see a picture in your test book and you will hear four short statements. The statements will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speaker says. When you hear the four statements, look at the picture in your test book and choose the statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. Look at the sample below. Now listen to the four statements.
A. They're looking out the window. B. They're having a meeting. C. They're eating in a restaurant. D. They're moving the furniture.
Statement B, they're having a meeting, best describes what you see in the picture. Therefore, you should choose answer B. Now let us begin part one with question number one. Number one. Look at the picture mark number one in your test book.
A. She's looking to the west. B. The games are not far away. C. People went home after the game. D. The men are playing a game of chess.
Number two. Look at the picture mark number two in your test book.
A. The young men are sitting on the wall. B. The people are starting to dance. C. From here you can see a long way. D. It's hard to work in the dark.
Number three. Look at the picture mark number three in your test book.
A. The woman is waiting for the car to back out. B. The woman is parking her car in the lot. C. The woman is turning right into the lot. D. The woman is pushing a shopping cart in the parking lot.
Number four. Look at the picture mark number four in your test book.
A. The machine has been damaged. B. The doctor is holding the child. C. They have been misplaced. D. The children are being vaccinated.
Number five. Look at the picture mark number five in your test book.
A. The man is working at his computer. B. The men are carrying the planets. C. The men are repairing the computers. D. The plans are sitting on the computer.
Number six. Look at the picture mark number six in your test book.
A. The man is meeting with his followers. B. Men are working in the field of flowers. C. The man is trying to grow some flowers. D. Men are going to plant the flowers.
Number seven. Look at the picture mark number seven in your test book.
A. They look for the rags. B. They carried a couple of bags. C. The couple are carrying many bags. D. The group has found its bags.
Number 8. Look at the picture mark number 8 in your test book.
A. They have traveled very far. B. The trail is not well marked. C. The train is stopping at the station. D. Rain is falling on the tracks.
Number 9. Look at the picture mark number 9 in your test book.
A. The weather is very hot. B. People have all gone inside. C. The woman is reading the paper. D. The man is walking away from the woman.
Number 10. Look at the picture mark number 10 in your test book.
A. Water is running down the road.
B.
Traffic is close to the river. C. The road is closed to traffic. D. The flood is nearly up to road level.
Number 11. Look at the picture marked number 11 in your test book.
A. People are buying fruit. B. A woman is working in marketing. C. This drink tastes like fruit. D. The dress is bright orange.
Number 12. Look at the picture marked number 12 in your test book.
A. The couple are walking toward their car. B. The man is waiting for a train. C. The man is standing in the subway car. D. The couple are looking for a place to sit.
Number 13. Look at the picture marked number 13 in your test book.
A. The women are drinking coffee. B. The woman is pouring a cup of coffee. C. The woman is about to make some coffee. D. The woman has served the coffee.
Number 14. Look at the picture marked number 14 in your test book.
A. The child is watching the fight. B. The women are talking to one another. C. The garage was there before the fence went up. D. Their hats have blown away.
Number 15. Look at the picture marked number 15 in your test book.
A. The man is holding up the flag shop. B. The man is looking up at the banner. C. The man is standing under the flagpole. D. The man is putting up a flag in front of his house.
Number 16. Look at the picture marked number 16 in your test book.
A. The walkway is being mopped. B. People are standing in line. C. The windows are being cleaned. D. Men are entering the building.
Number 17. Look at the picture marked number 17 in your test book.
A. The man is carrying some rolls. B. The man is talking on the phone. C. The man is leaning against the post. D. The man is running up the street.
Number 18. Look at the picture marked number 18 in your test book.
A. The man is pulling into the gas station. B. The man has his hand on the tank of gas. C. The man is putting gas in his car. D. The man's car is running out of gas.
Number 19. Look at the picture marked number 19 in your test book.
A. The man is watching the flies. B. Important documents are locked in the file box. C. A file is missing from the drawer. D. The drawer is full of files.
Number 20. Look at the picture marked number 20 in your test book.
A. The parents are reading to their children. B. The man is feeding the girl. C. The children are buying books. D. The family is eating together.
Part 2. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear a question spoken in English, followed by three responses also spoken in English. The question and the responses will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. You are to choose the best response to each question. Now listen to a sample question. You will hear,
"Good morning, John. How are you?"
You will also hear,
"A. I am fine, thank you. B. I am in the living room. C. My name is John."
The best response to the question, "How are you?" is choice A. I am fine, thank you. Therefore, you should choose answer A. Now let us begin part 2 with question number 21. Number 21. Can I see you again sometime soon?
A. He's not here. B. You'll be late for your meeting. C. I'd like that. Maybe this Saturday?
Number 22.
Excuse me, can you tell me what time it is?
A. It's best if you go early. B. It's about to begin. C. It's 5:35.
Number 23.
Who's the new man in the office?
A. His name is Jim Miller. B. I think we need to hire someone. C. Yes, they told me to come here. Number 24.
How long was the meeting?
A. It lasted more than an hour. B. Almost 50 meters. C. They met in a boardroom.
Number 25.
Did you hear about John's promotion?
A. Yes, I've always liked visiting there. B. No, I won't be able to attend. C. Yes, I heard about it this morning. Number 26. Do you know where we put the report on Upton?
A. You should notify the police.
B.
Yes, I sent the whole file over to the main office.
C.
I'd say somewhere between 10 and 15.
Number 27.
That decision isn't necessarily final, is it?
A. No, I suppose not. B. Yes, you were. C. I certainly will. Number 28.
Are these strawberries fresh?
A. I love strawberries. B. Yes, we picked them this morning. C. No, they're Spanish. Number 29. What time does the bus come by?
A. This is only the second time. B. The next one's at 2:30. C. I have a 2:45.
Number 30.
Do you have any idea how much these desks will cost?
A. I prefer to sit near the window. B. List price on them is $310. C. I left my ID at home, but everyone knows me. Number 31.
Our computer files are in total disarray. Can you organize them for us?
A. If you give me enough time, I'm sure I can straighten them out. B. Sir, I don't think we should listen to them. C. That was very nice of them. I'll send a thank you note.
Number 32.
Would you be able to repair this clock?
A. I don't know where they put it. B. You don't think it's that late, do you? C. Maybe, but it's old and parts for it will be hard to find. Number 33.
Are we supposed to meet them in the lobby or up front?
A. The design is not a pretty one. B. I'm sure they said to wait in the lobby. C. I prefer something light, perhaps just a salad.
Number 34. Are there any tickets left for the 8 o'clock show on Friday?
A. No, it's at 9 o'clock. B. Yes, they just left. C. I'm sorry, the entire weekend is sold out.
Number 35.
May I use your phone for a local call?
A. We applied for a telephone yesterday.
B.
Yes, it's next to the cash register.
C.
They say it's long distance.
Number 36. Can I give you a ride somewhere?
A. Yes, I've just come from the post office. B. No thanks, I'm just out for a walk. C. I believe there's a taxi stand across the street.
Number 37.
Do you have time to go to the store for me?
A. I do if I hurry. What do you need?
B.
Yes, it's 3:15.
C.
It starts at 1 o'clock.
Number 38.
You sell staples for this kind of stapler?
A. I like all fruit, but especially apples.
B.
I need to see some identification.
C.
Yes, look in aisle 4 with the fixatives.
Number 39. What day of the week is New Year's on this year?
A. All day Tuesday. B. In 4 weeks. C. It's on Friday.
Number 40. Where is the Hansen file?
A. It's about 5 centimeters thick. B. It's the building just past the post office. C. It's in the cabinet in the back office.
Number 41. How many cartons do we have in our inventory?
A. Enough to last 6 weeks at our current sales level. B. They're all pretty funny, I'd say. C. No, we haven't invented anything.
Number 42. When can I pick up my ticket?
A. At the overseas travel desk. B. Wednesday morning, if that's convenient. C. I'm afraid I haven't seen it.
Number 43.
Do you know what consultants will be coming in?
A. I didn't think they were here yet.
B.
If so, we'll be able to leave early.
C.
They're the same people who came in last year.
Number 44.
Have you tried the restaurant down the street?
A. Yes, we went there yesterday.
B.
I think it's down that street, over there.
C.
We've been trying, but if you insist.
Number 45.
I really like your hair like that.
A. Why, thank you, but I'm not so sure I care for it. B. I wouldn't care to, thank you. C. I'm sorry, I'm busy and have to stay here.
Number 46.
I have a friend in the hospital, and I'd like to give her a gift. Could you suggest something?
A. You could give her a gown, or maybe a book.
B.
Yes, he's been there for over a week.
C.
Please, don't worry. Everything will be just fine.
Number 47.
Will you call our top 20 customers and ask if they'll serve on the product console we're setting up?
A. I was able to reach only about half of them. B. The council met last night and decided against it. C. I'd be glad to. And I know they'll appreciate it. Number 48. Have sales increased this week?
A. I haven't seen the latest figures. B. Yes, we sometimes have sales. C. We would like to sell it.
Number 49.
Does your department have anyone to recommend to replace Billings after he retires?
A. Yes, your resume came in yesterday.
B.
We have 2 people, either of whom would be very good.
C.
Of course I'm looking forward to retiring.
Number 50. Can your company promote our new product?
A. Yes, I was promoted to supervisor. B. Well, it depends on what your market is. C. Yes, your company can do it.
Part 3. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear 30 short conversations between two people. The conversations will not be printed in your test book. You will hear the conversations only once, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. In your test book, you will read a question about each conversation. The question will be followed by 4 answers. You are to choose the best answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet. Now let us begin part 3 with question number 51. Number 51. What do you think of the new man in our department?
You mean Charlie? He'll be a real asset to the company.
I agree. We could use some fresh ideas. Number 52.
Here's the paper you asked for.
Is that yesterday's or today's?
It's today's. Just delivered.
Number 53.
Did I tell you I got a new job?
No. What's the name of the company?
Simmons Finance. I start on the 1st.
Number 54. Here, let me get you a chair. What happened to you?
I broke my ankle skiing.
That must hurt. I'm sorry to hear it. Number 55.
Did you hear it? They're tearing down an old grammar school.
No. That great old building? It seemed that we spent a lifetime there.
That's it. I really enjoyed those years.
Number 56. My name is Jones. I've reserved a car.
I'll need to see your driver's license and a major credit card, Mr. Jones. Would you like full size, compact, or mini?
I'd like a compact, but it has to have air conditioning. Number 57. John, class begins at 10 o'clock and you should be here.
I know, but I missed my bus, I'm sorry.
That's no excuse. It's disruptive for others, and you have to come on time. Number 58.
Did Lily tell you she was asked to speak at the school parents' night?
No, but I'm not surprised they chose her. She's a good speaker.
She sure is. In that, she takes after you. You've always been a good speaker.
Number 59. I'd like to transfer $100 from my savings to my checking account.
Of course. Please fill out this transfer slip.
Is there a pen here that I can use? Number 60. We're going to Los Angeles for the weekend.
Do you have relatives there?
No. Mary and I just want to get away from everything and do some sightseeing. Number 61. I'm looking for the Crown Hotel.
You need to turn right at this light. It's 2 blocks down on your right.
Thanks. I've been driving around for 20 minutes trying to find it. I was about to give up. Number 62. Wilson is thinking about developing that unused land. As it is, it's just sitting there costing him money.
That may be, but for now, it'll cost him even more to develop it.
He knows that, but he thinks in the long run, he'll come out ahead. Number 63.
What does this trade fair have that's so special?
It's not just another display of high-tech hardware. In a series of seminars, we're going to address problems common to our client industries, such as engineering, marketing, and patent protection.
In that case, it may be worth attending.
Number 64.
Bob has a terrible cold today.
Well, he shouldn't go around in this weather without a coat. I must have told him 100 times.
Yes, I always tell him too, but he refuses to listen.
Number 65.
Has Madonna been asked to perform for the president?
Yes. She was invited to give a special performance for him and some of his guests this weekend.
She must be very excited, but then she does have a beautiful voice. It's no wonder they always ask her to sing.
Number 66. Did you know that Jim failed to get re-elected to the council?
Yes, it's too bad. I thought he was doing a pretty good job.
I did too. But his replacement has a lot of business experience. He should do just fine. Number 67.
I've been asked to deposit this check in my brother's savings account.
You may, but you'll have to complete a deposit slip. Here, I'll show you. For savings, you need this blue slip.
Yes, he said I'd have to fill out something.
Number 68.
On Saturdays, we usually play a round of golf. Would you like to join us this week?
I'd like to, but I have to be back by 2 o'clock. Would that be a problem?
No, we have time. We always finish by lunch. Have a bite at the club and leave by 1.
Number 69. I'm afraid the position for which you applied has been filled.
I see. Would it be possible to apply for another?
I'm sorry, but that was the only position we had open. We'll keep your name on file in case something comes up. Number 70.
Did you hear that Henry is leaving the company?
Yes, that's too bad. I was under the impression he was on a fast track to the top.
It sure looked that way. Everyone was always saying what a good job he was doing. He must have done something wrong.
Number 71.
I came into town on the South Expressway. The traffic was backed up as far as the ballpark.
There was a bad accident on a curve, and only one lane was open. Some people sat in traffic for 2 hours.
I guess it's a good thing I came in early. I lost only 20 minutes.
Number 72.
This painting goes with nothing we have in the house. The colors are all wrong.
Darling, you don't buy a painting because the colors match your drapes. You buy it for other, more aesthetic qualities.
That's fine if you want to put it in a closet or hang it in a gallery, but in our living room, it has to match the drapes.
Number 73. How did Jordan's surgery go? There were some complications, but he's doing fine. He'll be in the hospital another week.
Well, I'm glad to hear everything's okay.
Number 74.
That data file we were looking for is in Mike's office.
I thought it was supposed to be in the operations room.
I did too. Mike must have needed it for something he's working on.
Number 75.
Has Dame Charlotte been given the lead in the new output play?
Yes, and I understand she's quite excited about it.
I'm really looking forward to seeing her perform. Although I don't care for her in person, on stage she's great.
Number 76.
What time will we be eating lunch?
While we were sleeping, the driver announced we'll stop at about 12:30.
I can hardly wait. I'm starved.
Number 77.
I thought you were working until 6.
I was supposed to, but we finished our meeting at 5, and we let go.
Good. We can leave early for dinner.
78.
Did you know that our inventory of E3 printers isn't moving very fast and it's growing?
No, I didn't know that. Let's cut back production until we ship some out.
All right. There are other jobs I can put people on for the short term. We'll start tomorrow.
Number 79.
Why can I never find my keys when I'm in a hurry?
It's because you can never find anything, regardless of whether you're in a hurry.
Well, in that case, there's probably nothing I can do about it, and I shouldn't worry.
Number 80. What are the chances for further appreciation of the yen? This is killing our business.
You don't expect it to go any higher for the time being.
That's good news, but a lot of damage has already been done. Part 4. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short talks, which will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand and remember what is said. In your test book, you will read two or more questions about each short talk. The questions will be followed by four answers. You are to choose the best answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet. Questions 81 through 83 refer to the following advertisement.
For a taste of times gone by, try Old World Homemade Soup, now on your grocery store shelves. Available in five varieties, Old World soups are made with only the finest natural ingredients. They contain no preservatives. That makes Old World soups your best choice for a healthy and nutritious meal. Old World soups. Try all five of them. This is the taste your grandfather came home to. Now available at grocery stores everywhere.
Now read question 81 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 82 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 83 in your test book and answer it. Questions 84 through 86 refer to the following briefing.
Thank you, gentlemen, for your time. I've joined you today to say a few words about my company, Deltrans. You know that most people think of Deltrans as only a car company. Those people are less than 20% right. At Deltrans, we also design and manufacture a variety of transport systems, rail cars, buses, and aircraft, to name a few. Today, I will introduce you to some of our less well-known product lines.
Now read question 84 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 85 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 86 in your test book and answer it. Questions 87 and 88 refer to the following bulletin.
Due to the heavy snowfall, which is expected to get worse as the day goes on, all schools and government offices will close at 1 p.m. All motorists are advised to get off the roads as soon as possible and avoid driving until further notice. All public transportation will be operating on a reduced schedule as weather permits. Any owner of a four-wheel drive vehicle with a CB radio who would like to volunteer in case of an emergency should contact the Red Cross at 768-2391.
Now read question 87 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 88 in your test book and answer it. Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following announcement.
The National Health Agency announced yesterday that a new drug found in an everyday household plant, a cactus, has been claimed to cure the common cold in laboratory experiments. Discovered by researchers at Commonwealth University, the drug, Lingamol, is extracted by a fairly simple process. Three major drug companies have expressed interest in marketing the anti-cold drug should the early findings of its powers be substantiated with further testing.
Now read question 89 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 90 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 91 in your test book and answer it. Questions 92 and 93 refer to the following explanation.
I'm sorry, but I'm afraid that you have to decline your loan request. Although your company is sound, the amount you're asking for is too large for the collateral you can put up. We could consider lending such a large amount to only a few of our major corporate customers. If, however, you would like to apply for a smaller amount, we would probably be able to accommodate you.
Now read question 92 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 93 in your test book and answer it. Questions 94 and 95 refer to the following announcement.
Today, we are going to discuss a delicate subject matter. No, not in delicate subjects, but the developing trend of discussing on the air matters that many people find offensive. Our guests today include a psychologist, a radio announcer who has been labeled obscene by the Post, and you, our audience, who we hope will phone in and air your views. We'll begin by asking Dr. Edward Blitz to define the problem for us.
Now read question 94 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 95 in your test book and answer it. Questions 96 through 98 refer to the following report.
The results of our customer product satisfaction survey are in, but they are not encouraging. They reveal a serious lack of satisfaction among our customers with our new cleaning solvent. For instance, out of 78 companies responding to the survey, only 37, or fewer than half, expressed satisfaction with our product. We are going to have to work harder on quality control and also upon salvaging our name with customers. In the next 2 days, we will call a meeting of the product management team to discuss this matter.
Now read question 96 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 97 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 98 in your test book and answer it. Questions 99 and 100 refer to the following report.
As a result of an overall drop in profits last year, a loss of an unprecedented 27% over the previous year, our audit division has reviewed all of our businesses from the point of view of profitability. Their findings tell us that we should sell off some of our less profitable holdings, with the Fresh Day Food Corporation heading the list. The complete list and financial data are provided in Appendix A of the report in your file. All of our indicators tell us that by doing this, we can consolidate our remaining holdings and prevent further major losses.
Now read question 99 in your test book and answer it. Now now read question 100 in your test book and answer it. This is the end of the listening comprehension portion of the test. Turn to part 5 in your test book.